The Wives by Taryn Fisher. Performed by Lauren Fortgang. One. He comes over on Thursday every week. That's my day. I'm Thursday. It's a hopeful day, lost in the middle of the more important days, not at the beginning or the end, but a stop, an appetizer to the weekend. Sometimes I wonder about the other days, and if they wonder about me. That's how women are, right? Always wondering about each other. Curiosity and spite, curdling together in little emotional puddles. Little good that does. If you wonder too hard, you'll get everything wrong. I set the table for two. I'm a little buzzed as I lay out the silverware, pausing to consider the etiquette of what goes where. I run my tongue along my teeth and shake my head. I'm being silly. It's just me and Seth tonight, an at-home date. Not that there's anything else. We don't do regular dates very often at the risk of being seen. Imagine that. Not wanting to be seen with your husband. Or your husband not wanting to be seen with you. The vodka I sipped earlier has warmed me, made my limbs loose and careless. I almost knock over the vase of flowers as I place a fork next to a plate, a bouquet of the palest pink roses. I chose them for their sexual innuendo because when you're in a position like mine, being on top of your sexual game is of the utmost importance. Look at these delicate pink petals. Do they make you think of my clit? Good. To the right of the vaginal flowers sit two white candles in silver candlestick holders. My mother once told me that under the flickering light of a candle flame, a woman can almost look 10 years younger. My mother cared about those things. Every 6 weeks, a doctor slid a needle into her forehead, pumping 30 cc's of Botox into her dermis. She had a subscription to every glossy fashion magazine you could name and collected books on how to keep your husband. No one tries that hard to keep their husband unless they've already lost him. I used to think hers shallow, back when my ideals were untainted by reality. I had big plans to be anything but my mother, to be loved, to be successful, to make beautiful children. But the truth is that the heart's desire is a mere current against the tide of nurture and nature. You can spend your whole life swimming against it, and eventually you'll get tired and the current of genes and upbringing will pull you under. I became a lot like her, and a little bit like me. I roll the wheel of the lighter with my thumb and hold the flame above the wick. The lighter is a Zippo. The worn remnants of a Union Jack flag on the casing. The flickering tongue reminds me of my brief stint with smoking. To look cool, mostly. I never inhaled. But I live to see that glowing cherry at my fingertips. My parents bought the candle holders for me as a housewarming gift after I saw them in a Tiffany's catalog. I found them to be predictably classy. When you're newly married, you see a pair of candlestick holders and imagine a lifetime of roast dinners that will go along with them. Dinners much like the one we're having tonight. My life is almost perfect. I glance out the bay window as I fold the napkins. The view of the park spread out beneath me. It's gray outside, typical of Seattle. The view of the park is why I chose this particular unit instead of the much larger, nicer unit overlooking Elliott Bay. While most people would have chosen the view of the water, I prefer a view of people's lives. A silver-haired couple sits on a bench, staring out at the pathway where cyclists and joggers pass every few minutes. They're not touching, though their heads move in unison whenever someone goes by. I wonder if that will be Seth and me one day. And then my cheeks warm as I think of the others. Imagining what the future holds proves difficult when factoring in two other women who share your husband. I set out the bottle of Pinot Grigio that I chose from the market earlier today. The label is boring,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?